The fact is, 7,000 households across the country have been given an eviction notice in the first 3 months of this year. It's terrifying. And where they're going to go, we don't know. Behind every eviction is a person, a family, who's seriously at risk of homelessness because there's simply not enough houses out there for them. And there's already a severe shortage. And the more pressure that's put on landlords to leave the market, they are leaving the market, and it's going to become unbearable. And we shouldn't be surprised, Minister, because you have been told time and time again. But instead of protecting tenants, the new rental laws introduced in March have ultimately hurt them in the long run. And people are already stretched at breaking point. For every young person I talk to, they say ownership feels alien to them. They're not going to be able to own homes. An entire generation is reliant on rentals. And now they're facing the situation where eviction will become reality. And the situation in Donegal has gotten beyond desperate. We already have a defective concrete crisis in Donegal where we're trying to get tens of thousands of people to rebuild their homes. When they're speaking today, there's 35 rental properties in Donegal for rent, on average €1,600. So if we get 100 people going tomorrow, their families moving forward in the defective concrete crisis, where are they going to rent? On top of what's coming ahead, there's nowhere. The scheme goes to a halt. Homelessness becomes normalised. And that's what's happened. We're facing homelessness on an unprecedented scale. And it has to be addressed as an emergency. It has to be looked at as an emergency. And we need to stop playing political games with it and realise that in the next year or so, 7,000 will become 10,000. And that's the reality. And my constituents in Donegal are facing this every single day. When you are looking at filling a scheme in and going forward with your family, 100 or 200 people go forward. Where are they going to go? There's nowhere for them to rent. There's nowhere for them to go. So they have to stay in their houses that are crumbling. And we've been saying this time and time again, and it has to be listened to. You need to put emergency legislation in place, Minister. It's clear that you need to introduce this, because if you don't introduce it now, you're going to be introducing it within the next year or two anyway. Take control of the situation. You're the government, you're in charge. We need you to stand up and be counted.